A man having the age of 65 years, his heart was so weak that he could not hear anything good news or bad news. If suddenly he hears so, he may collapse. Seeing the situation, a wife takes care of him so preciously. And once he wins a lottery of $50,000. And this news she wants to convey to her husband. Therefore, taking precaution, he calls her friend who is a clinical psychologist. And he asks this man, "What if you get a lottery of $1,000, what do you do?" "Well, I will clear off my debts," the man replies. Again, further he asks, "What if you win a lottery of $2,000? "Well, I will pay down payment to buy a new car." And now, knowing this, the psychologist asks the man, "What if you get and win a lottery of $50,000? The man pauses for a while and says, "Well, I will give you the half and keep it with me, the half." By hearing this, the psychologist gets heart attack. Well, in today's gospel passage, it's a turning point in the public ministry of Jesus. Geographically, Jesus had been around Galilee, teaching and performing miracles. From this point, Jesus is facing towards Jerusalem. And we have seen from Bethsaida, he has traveled to Caesarea Philippi. And it's there Jesus asks to his disciples. And halfway on his journey, he turns to his apostles. He turns to his disciples, asking the question, "Who do people say that I am?" They give the answer. Some say, "You are Elijah, or a prophet, or the wonder worker, etc." But he could not get the right answer, the Messiah, from them. And he asks his disciples, "Well, who do you say that I am?" Peter replies, "You are Christ. You are the Messiah." Just keep aside this answer. Now, why Jesus has to ask this question to his disciples? Let us see the background, from which background he is asking this. Well, in the very first verse of today's gospel, we see that he is in the villages of Caesarea Philippi. We know it is a city well built, a lot of temples. A temple is offered to Emperor Caesar Augustus, which is built by Herod the Great and later on Herod Tetrarch Philip, who has renovated it, etc. And the city later is called as Caesarea Philippi, named after the emperor. My dear friends, so knowing this, there is a lot of worship and understanding different people as God. In this situation, Jesus is asking to his disciples, who do people say that I am? And the answer from Peter is correct in saying, you are the Christ. Let us see, what does the word Christ mean? Christos. The Christ word comes from the Greek word Christos, which means anointed one. The Hebrew word Messiah, or Messiah, is understood as the anointed one. And it is a title applied to Jesus 529 times in the New Testament. I repeat, it is a title applied to Jesus 529 times. You know, usually the term anointed one referred especially to the king. The king was God's anointed one, and under King David and Solomon and his son Solomon, the 12 tribes of Israel were made, or they have union into a single nation. But in thousand years between David, Solomon, and Jesus, the Jewish people had been conquered by one superpower after another. You know the history. The Assyrians in the 8th century conquered the northern kingdom. The Babylonians in the 6th century conquered the southern kingdom and destroyed the Jerusalem temple. And there comes the Persians, then the Greeks in the wake of Alexander the Great, then the Romans. So in this situation, therefore, a popular understanding of Messiah was a David-like figure who would rid the country of foreign rulers such as the Romans and would cleanse the land of paganism. So in this situation, Peter understands Christ as the Messiah. Well, as I said, Messiah is understood to be a king who would rule the world, who would conquer in battles, etc. But here, Jesus goes on saying, I am to the Christ, the meaning of Christ here, he explains, Christ to be rejected, he had to suffer and be killed by his own people. But hearing this, Peter could not accept Jesus as a suffering servant who would suffer and die for the people. So Peter tried to stop Jesus, rebuke Jesus, and says, from choosing this difficult path of sacrifice, difficult path of suffering, difficult path of service. But Jesus rebukes him, saying, and he gets anger over Peter, get behind me, Satan. Jesus had never called anyone Satan, but we see for the first time he calls Peter Satan. And again, he makes clear to Peter, because your mind is not on the way of God, but of the men, or of the world, or of Satan, or of Satan, or of this world mind. And you are being an hindrance to my way and my Father's plan. Therefore, my dear friends, here comes a question to all of us. Even after 2021 years, the same message is given to all of us. And we are also asked by Jesus, who do you say that I am? And who is Jesus to you and me? We reflect or have the love for God out of our mouths and lip service, but not having true faith and having the heart of Jesus in our minds. Let's say, for example, for some, it would be a beautiful dress, love for beautiful dress, or love for a football game. It may be a God for them, like. Or it may be something that they give more respect and reverence to it. But the same question is asked to all of us. Who is Jesus to you? And again, Jesus says to us that whoever wants to follow me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow. This is the answer Jesus gives to all of us. We need to be able to carry our own daily crosses. Instead of grumbling, instead of criticizing and complaining about others and oneself, we need to understand who we are and who Jesus is in our lives. Therefore, St. James tells us in today's second reading, faith without action is dead. Faith without action is dead. What are acts of faith? The acts of faith are compassion, forgiveness, kind heart, generosity, and so on. When our faith is animated with acts of love, we shall see miracles, wonderful works, wonderful things happening in and around us. So our good works will perfect our faith in Jesus. May the Lord take us forward in His grace to live our Christian faith more authentically with our good works. God bless you.